I was raised in the church. Y'all can't play with me. My mama raised me. How many of y'all had to go to church all the time? Clap. Clap if you had to go to church all the time. Now, let me say something now. Don't clap if you don't really mean it. Because when I say all the time, I mean all the time. Monday night, prayer meeting. Tuesday, Bible study. Wednesday, missionary meeting. Thursday, deacon board meeting. Friday, young people meeting. Saturday, old people meeting. Sunday, everybody meeting. My mama made us go to church so much, I used to look at my mama sometime and just say, Mama, I'd rather go to hell. Because this going to heaven just way too much pressure. Don't you get no credit for going last week? Why we got to go every night? And you know what? When you go to church all the time, and we in Charlotte, I know this the Bible Belt. Y'all know something about God down here. When you go to church all the time when you a kid, you don't really care for church that much. So what you got to do is you got to find little things to like about church to make you want to go. And the thing that I had to find about church to make me want to go, it might seem a little strange to you, but the one thing that happened in church that made me want to go all the time was when I found out that there was people that cussed at the church. That might not do it for y'all, but damn it, that done it for me. I wanted to go all the time, but it surprised me who I found out cussed. The person that I found out cussed at my church was my mama's best friend, Sister Odell. Sister Odell was 84 years old, senile, but she cussed, and I didn't know it. And the day I found out that she cussed, we was having a bake sale up at the church, you know, for the building fund. Don't sit there and act like you ain't familiar with the building fund at your church. There ain't a black church in America that ain't got a building fund. We done had a building fund at my church since I was 4 years old. Ain't put a doorknob on the damn church yet. We had this bake sale, and Sister Odell was standing back there working the cookies and stuff with my mama. And I didn't know that Sister Odell didn't like Deacon Thornton. And Deacon Thornton was about three people behind me. And I was standing there, and I gave her my quarter for my cupcake. And Sister Odell saw Deacon Thornton and leaned over to my mama and said, "Here come this sorry motherfucker here." You know what that do to you when you 9 years old, when you hear somebody say something like that? So after that, I wanted to go to church all the time so I could sit next to Sister Odell, because Sister Odell ain't never let me down. They be passing the tray around. I don't know how much money these motherfuckers think I got. I'm sick of this shit. I got bills at my motherfucking house. You keep passing this son of a bitch by me, you gonna fuck around, come up, shout. And the other thing I love about Sister Odell was when they had that portion of the service that they called devotion. Women, hold up. A minute ago, I said, how many of y'all go to church all the time? Damn near the whole room clap. Now I say devotion, what is the blank ass looks about? Devotion. This is the part of service where you can stand up and testify on the goodness of the Lord. Now, if you don't want to testify, you can sing a song. Now, if you're going to sing a song, the key is you're supposed to sing a song everybody know. You ain't supposed to do the one you wrote on the way in. And that was my favorite part, because when Sister Odell stood up, she never wanted to just testify. She always had a song. And I used to just sit up in my chair, because I knew Sister Odell was going to give me one. Because Sister Odell was old and senile. All she did was watch TV, go to church. She get through with church, she go home, watch TV. Get through watching TV, she go on, go to church. So when you old and senile, you gotta be careful. You don't know, cause all that'll run together on you. Sister Odell, stand up to testify. Giving honor to God. Pastor. Everyone's. I just came to tell you just how good my God has been. Ha! Glory! I want to tell you just how good my Lord has been. I got a song, I'm going to sing it. If you know it, feel free. I'm going to tell you how good God's been. I'm going to tell you how good God's been. The weather started getting rough. The tiny ship was tossed. If it wasn't for the courage of the crew, the minnow would be lost. I said the minnow would be lost. I'm talking about the Love Boat. Exciting and brand new. I said the Love Boat, my Lord. A new adventure waiting for you. Hey, now we're up in the big league. Got my turn at bat. As long as you forgot you and sweet Jesus, it ain't nothing wrong with that. I said I'm moving on.